This is Wade Rafter, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The blue state Republicans may be a distinct minority in the House, but they possess the delegates, voters, and resources to decide the party's presidential nomination. In 2012, there were more Mitt Romney voters in California than in Texas, and in Chicago's Cook County than in West Virginia. Overall, the states that voted for President Obama in 2012 hold 50% of the delegates to the Republican National Convention, even though they contain just 19% of Republican senators. Paid leave is popular among voters. 80% of Americans are in favor of requiring companies to provide paid family leave, according to a June New York Times CBS News poll. Royal Dutch Shell has retreated from its controversial Arctic drilling campaign, moving to end an expensive project that caused a surge of protest and could cost the company billions of dollars in charges. The oil and gas company is giving up on a multi-billion dollar exploration program offshore Alaska that was questioned by investors. Environmental groups and religious and political figures such as the Archbishop of Canterbury and Hillary Clinton. The pledges that countries are making to battle climate change would still allow the world to heat up more than 6 degrees Fahrenheit, a new analysis shows, a level that scientists say is likely to produce catastrophes ranging from food shortages to widespread extinctions of plant and animal life. Potential damage to Volkswagen from an emissions cheating scandal continued to grow as prosecutors said they were investigating the former chief executive in Germany. And the company disclosed that more than 2 million Audi brand cars, a crucial source of profit, were among the affected vehicles. The NLRB once again ruled that ostensible independent contractors were employees under federal labor law. Reversing an administrative law judge, the board found that canvassers for a charitable nonprofit were not independent contractors, as the employer had claimed, even though the canvassers elect whether to work on any given day and are not required to notify the respondent of their plans. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you next to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.